ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्याम् नरं चैव नरोत्तमाम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् ततो जयं मुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भक्ति नैष्ठिके। बिफोर रिसाइटिंग द श्रीमद् भागवतम which is our very means of conquest, I offer my respectful obeisances unto the personality of Godhead Narayana, unto Narnarayan Rishi, the supremest human being, unto Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, unto Srila Vyasadev, the author, unto Srila Shukadev Goswami Maharaj, a great reciter, and Srila Prabhupada, our loving spiritual master. Dear devotees, brothers and mothers, first of all, I like to welcome all of you this morning here in the beautiful Shri Rukmani Dwarkadish Mandir in New Dwarka Dham. So, devotees and internet listener also, everybody, welcome. Those who are, we can't see their glorious faces, but I think all of you can see me. So, all of you are also welcome. So, these two shlokas are very, very important shlokas. And His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada has given so much purport. What does it mean, so much purport? Mean, so much stress is given on these two shlokas. Actually, these two shlokas are the life and soul of the Vaishnavas. Prahlad Maharaj is one of the Mahajan. 12 authorities is one of them. These 12 authorities are great. Not great, but greatest. In devotional service. So, Prahlad Maharaj is one of them. So, I will read the shlokas, then I will go to the purport. Shri Prahlado Vacha Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakyam Atmam Nyavedanam Iti Pumsar Pita Vishnu Bhaktischena Navalakshana Kriyate Bhagavati Adhya Tanmanye Aditam Uttamam. Before a demon, very, very powerful demon, one needs a great courage to speak like this. You know, the way Prahlad Maharaj is speaking. And he's only 5 years old this time. From where he got so much courage? How is he so courageous to speak a king who's the, chief of the demons? Dear devotees, he got this courage from Bhakti Mata, 9 processes of devotional service. He is so courageous. He doesn't care for his demonic father. And he knew that he is going to give him a big trouble. He knew. It's mentioned in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Jai Krishna Bhaje, Sahi Bada Chatur. Anyone who is worshipping Krishna, he is the only intelligent person. Everybody else is a fool. Srila Prabhupada used to say. He was saying about Mayavadis. One who is a Mayavadi, Prabhupada said, I shall kick on his face. He is not afraid, you know. He was having conversation with Dr. Patel. And Dr. Patel, I have seen this conversation several times in Bombay, in morning walk. And Srila Prabhupada is refuting the Mayavadis. Then he is speaking, Dr. Patel, Gujarati. I can understand Gujarati. Why you are saying like this? Prabhupada said, I don't care. I shall kick these Mayavadis on their face. So anyone who is not a devotee, should we kick on their face? No. And they are unfortunate. Those who are not devotees, those who are karmis, are jnanis, are yogis, they are unfortunate. Why? Because we can only see Krishna, we can only talk Krishna, we can only return back home, back to Godhead, by the mercy of Mother Bhakti. And which is given to us by a great Vaishnava devotees. Though he happened to be born in a asura family, it doesn't matter. Asura then what? Soul is neither asura nor asura. Soul is a part and parcel of Sri Krishna. Doesn't matter in which body the soul is. But with this pastime actually of Lord Nrisimhadev and Prahlad Maharaj, Lord is depicting through his pure devotee, anyone can be my devotee. Doesn't matter. And I mentioned the other day also, India, there is so much anti-propaganda. I will tell one happening took place. There's one place called Pathankot. It's in Punjab. So one saint, I met him in London in one program. And this saint, he was Mayavadi. But he liked my speaking. And every year he used to hold a Sadhu Sammelan in Pathankot. Sadhu Sammelan means so many saints are invited and they speak. And he invited me also, please you also come. I went there. And there what happened? A Shankaracharya of Puri happened to be there. So I thought, you know, Shankaracharya is a worshipable, is a, you know, actually the lion of the Shankara lion. Lord Shiva is the greatest Vaishnava. Vaishnavanam yatha shambhu. In the Bhagavatam it is mentioned. So I requested this, my host, saint, his name was Prakashanand. I said, I like to meet Shankaracharya. He was a little reluctant. I couldn't figure out that why he was reluctant. But then anyway, I insisted upon it, said, I like to see him. And I present him some Prabhupada's books, you know. I have some books. I went with some gifts, other gifts, Shankaracharya, big post. When I went to see him, he was not in his room. He has gone to the restroom. I was waiting. As soon as he came out of his restroom, he saw me. I was that time holding a danda. So he was furious seeing me, you know. He became very angry and started speaking so many bad words about Prabhupada. Devotees, I don't know from where I got the strength. I became more furious than him. I was never furious like that. I said, should I repeat what he said about Prabhupada? I said, your guru is ruining this Hindu culture. I said, no, persons like you are ruining the Hindu culture. Or then, you know, some people were, only one person was my side, who has gone with me to this program, and everybody is speaking in favor. One woman was shouting. I didn't care. I said, you dare to say this? I said, how my guru is doing this? He said, he's making malachas and yavanas, sannyasis and Vaishnavas. I said, it is in the Bhagavad Gita. What does it mean? Chatur Vanna Maya Srishtam Guna Karma Bhivagasha. He became down, you know, his mouth was shut, you know. So then, that shloka, what is that shloka? He said that, Chatur Vanna Maya Srishtam. I said, Maya. I said, what is the meaning of Maya? You don't know Maya? Meaning? So then I left the place. So there's so many rascals. They're actually misguiding Indians and the whole world. But thank Krishna that he has sent Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada was so powerful. I humbly request everyone to follow Srila Prabhupada wholeheartedly. It's very, very important. Because, especially myself, I am talking, we don't understand the importance of Bhagavad Gita. How important it is to be a devotee of Krishna. How important it is to practice virag, renunciation from this miserable material world and attach ourselves with Krishna. It's extremely important. It's very, very, very important. So, there are many like this. And then I was supposed to speak there. I left. I said, my Gurudev is disrespected here. And actually there Prakashanand came with me outside. He said, that's why I was not bringing you to this Shankaracharya, you know. This was the reason. I said, now I understand. I said, I'm very upset. He's a very big offender. He's a Shankaracharya. And I left the place, you know. I was supposed to speak. I didn't care, it's a big audience and what is this. So, here to learn for everyone, Prahlad Maharaj is born of a demonic family, he's a demon. But no, he's not a demon. He is a greatest devotee. Who can be compared with him? In the Sanskrit it is mentioned, Bhakt Prabhar. Prabhar means the greatest of the devotees. Bhakt Prabhar Prahlad Maharaj ki. Louder, not only hand raising, but we have to. Bhakt Prabhar Prahlad Maharaj ki. By glorifying devotees, actually, we become purified. Glorification to the devotees means purification for us. They don't need glorification. You know, whenever I used to see Srila Prabhupada, I remember one happening. And I used to become so excited, I don't know. Because Prabhupada's darshans were so wonderful. It was in Hyderabad, 1974, I think. And Prabhupada went there with his devotees from the Western world, especially from US that time. And by Prabhupada's mercy, there was a Harinam in Hyderabad, very big Harinam. What happened with the Harinam? Actually, there was a drought in Hyderabad, in Andhra Pradesh for 6 years. No rain. What happened? Miracle. Srila Prabhupada's Vaishnava devotees, they had wonderful Harinam in Hyderabad. After this Harinam, the rain came. 6 years there was a drought. And the headline was on the newspaper, Hare Krishna brought rain in Hyderabad. So, we also went from Bombay. And Prabhupada gave the lecture and so many people. You know, Prabhupada said once, that why everybody is attracted to me. Anybody remember what Prabhupada said? What he said? Huh? Yes, wonderful. Vijay. All glories to Vijay. Yeah, this is the thing. He said this. He was free. That's why he was attracting the whole world. Why we are not attracting anyone? Because we are full of lusty desires. We are not able to give up our lusty desires. That's why we can't attract anybody. So, Srila Prabhupada gave the lecture and it came in the newspaper and so many people are listening. And when Prabhupada, after lecture, got off his Vyasasan, now is walking to the car, and people are so excited, you know, and I'm more excited than the people of Hyderabad, you know. I'm shouting, Srila Prabhupada ki! And all the Hyderabadis, they're responding very loudly. With great difficulty, Prabhupada came close to the car. Now he has to get in, and now movement is coming when he's going to go and we won't see him. So I shouted more louder than what happened. It became little difficult for Srila Prabhupada to get into the car. So what happened? Prabhupada's servant was Shruti Kirti Prabhu. Shruti Kirti Prabhu ki? He was Prabhupada's servant for a very, very long time. So what happened? When he saw this boy is shouting so much, he pushed me. Like this, you know. He pushed me and see, our super, conscious Guru Maharaj Prabhupada, he immediately made note of that. He said, Prabhupada, look down. Why you're pushing him? When he pushed me, I went down. Oh my God, I may be doing something wrong. Prabhupada's servant is pushing me. So he was up because he Prabhupada's servant. So when he pushed me, Prabhupada said, why you push him? I made note of that. Then he was down and I was up. He said, let him say. Then I shouted more louder, Srila Prabhupada ki! So, we should try to bring this enthusiasm by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. He was very, very enthusiastic in performing devotional service. But we are not, because we are lost in this material world. So, Prahlad Maharaj, a wonderful Vaishnava, he dared to say this to his father, hearing and chanting about the transcendental holy name, form, qualities, paraphernalia, and pastimes of Lord Vishnu, and remembering them, serving the lotus feet of the Lord, offering the Lord respectful worship with 16 types of paraphernalia, offering prayers to the Lord, becoming his servant, considering the Lord one's best friend, and surrendering everything unto him. Wonderful, wonderful. In other words, serving him with the body, mind and the words. These 9 processes are accepted as pure devotional service. One who has dedicated his life to the service of Krishna through these 9 methods should be understood to be the most learned person, for he has acquired complete knowledge. Wonderful. All glories to Srila Prahlad Maharaj. So, the purport where it was left. While chanting the holy name, while chanting the holy name of the Lord, one should be careful to avoid 10 offenses. Devotees, it is very, very important. I like to share also another thing with all of you. Once one devotee was reading one book, you know. Very carefully he was reading. Actually, his mother was in the hospital. She had an accident and she was supposed to be operated, or she was already operated and he was there. So he was reading this book very carefully. So, I got inner inspiration. Everybody understand that? Intuition, proper to say? Please correct my pronunciation. Intuition? Intuition. Intuition. Everybody understand? So I said, can you show me this book? He said, he didn't want to show me. I said, you won't give me back. I said, no. Please let me see. I saw the title of that book was Bhakti Kram Vikas Ki Badhaen. Means obstacles on the path of devotion. I was really struck. I said, can I read this book and return you back? I said, well, you will return me? I said, yes, definitely I will return you. I read this book, and I wish all of you should read this book. But this is in Hindi. This book is written by one Vaishnava saint. He is from our Sampradaya, Gaudiya Sampradaya. Quotes from Chaitanya Charitamrita, quotes from Bhagavatam, quotes from Bhagavad Gita, quotes from many different scriptures, and he's describing what are the obstacles on the progress of our path of devotion. I feel everybody should read this book, and it's a wonderful book, but I'm thinking if I can get a good translator for this, I will get it translated and printed and give one copy to all the wonderful residents of here in New Dwarka Dham. And actually this book is describing, because I just read here what our Gurudev is saying. You know, when I went to see this saint, he's still there. And actually he's very, very humble. You know, he compiled this book, and what he's writing? His name is Vinod Bihari. Vinod Bihari Baba. Vinod Bihari Das Babaji. He is in a Babaji initiation. So, he is writing that Sankalan Karta. Sankalan Karta means he has gathered the information. It's not saying that I have written Vinod Bihari Das Naradham. He's writing lowest of the mankind. He's writing himself in the book. I said, Babaji, when I went to see him, I said, you made one mistake. I said, what is that? I said, you written Naradham, you should write Narottam. So he looked at me, he didn't like that actually. So he's very, very humble. So when first time I met him and saw him, and I went to see him and I asked him, he said, whose disciple you are? He said, I mentioned my Guru's name. He said, your Guru Maharaj was not from this world. He has come from the Golok Dham, you know. Means, Vaishnava respects other Vaishnavas. One who is a Vaishnava, he will respect. But one who is not a Vaishnava, he won't respect. So, here it is mentioned, Srila Prabhupada is saying, and this is elaborately mentioned in this book, Bhakti Kram Vikas Ki Badhaen, obstacle on the progressive path of devotion. While chanting the holy name of the Lord, one should be careful to avoid 10 offenses. Srila Prabhupada is saying, one should be careful. Devotees, the reason many of our God brothers have left, first of all, I feel very sorry for them, because they were wonderful devotees. They had many good qualities. They contributed so much to this mission. But they left. Why they left? They fell down. Why they fell down? The reason is described here by Srila Prabhupada. Because we become careless following the offenses. We should be very, very careful that we should avoid this. 10 offenses are very, very important, but there are how many seva aparadhas? Who knows? 64. All the offenses, but 10 offenses are very, very important. We must avoid these offenses. Why? Because Srila Prabhupada is worried for all of us. Prabhupada wants all the jivas to go back home, back to Godhead. Because Jivas are suffering, changing different bodies, body to body, body to body. But Lord Chaitanya is saying, Lord Chaitanya is also worried. And his pure devotee Srila Prabhupada is also worried, which I have seen. Because by his mercy, I have no qualification, I was able to feel his, you know, super consciousness. He was worried for everyone. If any devotee commit any offense, there was one devotee, I was with him in Africa, then he went, he was in a sannyas dress, that time I was brahmachari, and one life member complained about him, that your sannyasi can stay in the hotel. I said, no. And hotels everywhere, you know how the hotels are. A place for sense gratification. But African hotels are only meant for this purpose. Europeans come from all over, they gratify the senses. I said, I have this proof. This sannyasi stayed in that hotel. So I confronted this sannyasi. I was very new to the movement that time. I said, Maharaj, you stayed in the hotel? Who said this? I said, one life member. Then his answer was, life member means books, magazine, life membership card, and nothing else. You understand? He said, life member cannot see anything. I said, Maharaj, I don't agree. I don't want. And he was staying in the hotel. And what he was eating there? What he was doing in the hotel in sannyasi? Filthy hotels. All the hotels doesn't matter. Even in India, hotels have become the filthy places, you know. A place for sense gratification. You know what's happening in great India? I will tell you what's happening. It's not that, you know, like Western devotees, they don't hide anything. So why we should hide? We should learn this from the Western devotees. There was one hotel in Delhi. This hotel, what they do? They supply the college girls. They have come to study there from different parts of the country to study. But they are becoming prostitutes. And this hotel guy is supplying them. So one guy came from Jalandhar, Punjabi guy. And he asked for a girl to supply. So he supplied one beautiful girl. This girl dressed her nicely and went inside the room. What she found? He was her father. Can you imagine? He said, I am coming to my father. Then she jumped from that hotel and committed suicide. This kind of things are happening. This kind of things are happening in great India. And people are becoming so degraded, you know. There's only one leader sitting here in front of you. Everybody is looking to the real leader. Who is he? This is the only leader. All other all. But the devotee, and they are cheating the masses. They will go to hell. And they are making so many companions with them. He said, we won't go to hell alone. We are the well-wisher of all of you. We will try to take all of you with us. Let this rascal go to hell. Let us follow Srila Prabhupada. And go to where Srila Prabhupada has gone, in Gauloka Vrindavan. How many of you want to go to Gauloka Vrindavan? No. Vijay doesn't want, he wants to distribute books. Okay, Vijay, book distribution is also Gauloka Vrindavan. But let us make our mind. My stupid mind says, oh, how I can go to Vrindavan? It's very difficult, you know. Because mind is lost in the material world. My mind is of the sense gratification. And it has become so lethargic. It has become so filthy. It doesn't even think. Oh, stupid mind. You want to go to hell? I don't want to go to hell. I want to go to Gauloka Vrindavan. Where life is full of knowledge. Eternal and blissful. Where everybody, suras and asuras, all serving Krishna. And there's no time in the spiritual world. Everybody is happy, joyous. Anandamaya vyasat. My dear stupid mind, you're looking for an anand here in the dirty place. Real anand is only at the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. Real Ananda is only by, if you learn to serve Krishna, otherwise you rascal mind, my mind, sinful mind, you cannot be happy in sense gratificatory process. So, devotees, there is many stalwart devotees, and one thing, if all of you join with me or not, no water is kept. Oh, I have some water with me. Oh, dear, I have. Oh, yeah. Thank you very much. Devotees, I am thinking whether you join with me or not. Especially I like our great president of this temple. Yeah, I want him to look at me. I don't know what he's looking. Oh, wonderful. What is this? Verse. No verse is finished. I'm speaking. Look at me. No. So, Prabhu, especially you and all of you also, Naikatma and Vijay and Venkatesh, what is your name? Venkat what? Vanabhat. He is the brother of Jagat Purush. Me and Jagat Purush were together in Bombay in 1974. He used to make all the film stars member. Where is Jagat Purush now? He still is there. Huh? Very good. His first wife, Gandiva, she left her body. What about the daughter from Gandiva? She is married? To whom? Oh, wonderful. So, he is also a great book distributor. Is that right? Wonderful, wonderful. So, what I wish, those who have left Prabhupada's shelter, I wish that we should join hands together and bring them back. Everybody agrees? Our great president didn't say anything. Thank you. Because they were wonderful. You know, they might have some faults. Who doesn't have faults? Raise your hand. Who doesn't have fault? Well, I am full of faults, but I can't tolerate somebody's little fault. Why Prabhupada kept everyone together? Because there's one happening. One devotee told me many years back here in Los Angeles. I know that time Vatsala Prabhupada is the president. But it happened during Prabhupada time. Very, very important. What happened? That temple president, I don't remember his name, who was temple president that time. One devotee came to him. And he asked him that I want to stay. And that devotee was very upset. You get out of here. That time Prabhupada was here. And I want to remind all the internet listener that this Los Angeles is Prabhupada's Western World headquarters. We should all remember this. It's a Western World headquarters. I was before thinking, why I get so excited here, coming in Los Angeles. Though the people of Los Angeles don't want me there, they know I'm just a useless person. Because Prabhupada's Western World headquarters. Prabhupada was here and beautiful Rukmini Dwarka Desh. So, this Western World headquarters is wonderful, beautiful, deities are beautiful, everything is very nice. And what I wish that we should, what happened here, I was telling you that happening. This devotee told me, and I think he was inspired by Srila Prabhupada to tell me this thing. And I tell this many places in my lecture. So this one devotee came to Srila Prabhupada. This temple president came to Srila Prabhupada. And he said, Prabhupada, such and such devotee may come to you, Prabhupada, to stay here in Los Angeles temple. But Prabhupada, please don't let him, don't give him the permission to stay here. Prabhupada said, why? Prabhupada, this is the 12th time that he has come back. And Prabhupada is very, very fallen. So my request to you is this, please don't let him stay. And Prabhupada looked at him, the temple president, And Prabhupada, after a pause, he said, you should let him stay. But Prabhupada is very fallen. He's coming, going, coming, going. You know what was Prabhupada's reply? He said that my moment is for fallen souls. I feel like crying, you know, his greatness. The my moment is for fallen souls. You should let him stay. And he had no choice. This is Prabhupada. But who's like him now? Nobody. That's why many have difficulties, they are gone. But during Prabhupada time, if anybody has difficulty, he will solve the problem. He will help them. But we, again, because I feel this very strongly, I hope all of you will agree with me that this movement, Hare Krishna movement, is the only hope. Otherwise, the world has become hopeless. India is going down and down. People are becoming so sinful. Poor people are, billions of people suffering in India. Poor people have no food to eat. Whereas the leaders of the country are scams. I cannot even calculate how big scams are taking place in India. I don't know whether you have any idea reading in the newspaper. Big, big scams. Billions and billions of dollars of scams are taking place. Poor people are dying, suffering. Farmers are committing suicides. So many youngsters are getting spoiled. And leaders are only busy in scams. And there was one scam, 2G spectrum. And what was the scam? 176,000 rupees scam. It's very big. After that, very biggest scam, which I even can't count. So, hope is this movement. And Prabhupada started this movement from the Western world. This movement is the only hope. Those who have rendered service to Srila Prabhupada, they are all great, even though they have gone. I am a useless person, good for nothing. But I desire this, those who have gone, they should be brought back by Prabhupada's mercy. And I hope that if Prabhupada bless us, because he always wanted, you know, because he was very, very tolerant, because of his purity, because of his transcendental situation, he was very, very tolerant and was very kind to all the souls, all the fallen souls. Whereas we are not kind. We are very unkind because of my fallen nature. I am very unkind. But I have to try to look to Srila Prabhupada so that he gives us the strength. Me, you, he, she, those Prabhupada's good children, those who have left, we beg them, we fall at their feet, please come back. They were wonderful devotees and they were very nice. I hope everybody agree with me. Everybody agree? Our great president is not saying anything. Prabhu, you agree? No, because you are looking after this beautiful temple and you are great, you know. You agree? And you know, Yes. And you know, what is your greatness, which I have noticed? Should I tell?
No.
Why not? I am going to tell. I won't listen to you. Your greatness is, you every day come to Mangal Aarti. You never miss the Mangal Aarti. This is your greatness. You agree or disagree? You can't disagree here. So this is very good. This is to your eternal credit. So devotees, offenses are the main which they drive us away from the service of Guru Gauranga and Krishna. Srila Prabhupada is saying from Sanat Kumar, it is understood that even if a person is a severe offender in many ways, he is freed from offenses, life, if he takes shelter of the Lord's holy feet. From the Sanat Kumara's life, we can understand this. If you take the shelter of Krishna's lotus feet, one can be freed. Indeed, if a human being is no better than a two-legged animal, he will be liberated if he takes shelter of the holy name of the Lord. See, so wonderful Srila Prabhupada is mentioning. So great. One should therefore be very careful not to commit offenses at the lotus feet of the Lord's holy name. The 10 offenses are described as follows. First, to blaspheme the devotees, especially a devotee engaged in broadcasting the glories of the holy name. Second, to consider the name of Lord Shiva or any other demigod to be equally as powerful as the holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. No one is equal to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, nor is one superior to Him. This is very important. To disobey the instructions of the spiritual master. This is also very, very important. I humbly request all of you and the internet listeners, please follow Prabhupada. Time is there. How many minutes we have? Five minutes. So, what I want to say, that Prabhupada, you know, requested everyone, kept on requesting, this place is wonderful, great, all of you are wonderful, but you have to become more wonderful. I am saying that many devotees don't have the shikha. Head is shaven, but no shikha. Very important, Prabhupada stress on this point. Shikha is very, very important. It's in the scripture. I don't know, he couldn't bring that book. Achar Sanghita, bring later on. In the book, it's one book, what to do, what not to do, it's mentioned. Anyone who doesn't have shikha and a Brahman thread. Brahman thread is for Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya. But Vaishnavas are above. If the two things are not there, then whatever devotional service or any spiritual activities one is performing, it will have no effect. I can show you that in the scripture, which scripture it is. And Prabhupada stressed this very much. Kindly, those who don't have the shikhas, don't feel shy, you know. And another thing which I have noticed, in 77, I was serving Srila Prabhupada, it's lunch. And by His mercy, I had cooked for him in Bombay the same year. Few months later, he left for Gaulok Vrindavan. What I noticed, like my hair are not there, his hair were also gone, bald head because of the age. So he has kept the shikha hair down. And then he come with that shikha, then he tied. To lose shikha is also inauspicious. One should tie the shikha. Lose shikha means if somebody passed away in somebody's family, they lose the shikha. Otherwise, everyone should have a tied shikha. And those who are Brahman initiated, they must have the Brahman thread. Prabhupada made the real Brahmins. Others are just, you know, by name. Prabhupada said the 2 paisa, they have a Brahman thread, they claim that we are Brahman. No. Prabhupada didn't make that kind of Brahmins. They made a Brahman, he made a Brahman in a true sense. So kindly keep this in mind, my humble request to all of you and all the internet listeners. Please, all of you, follow this. And another thing is, every morning we sing this Guru Vashtak. In the Guru Vashtak it is mentioned, Chaturvidha bhajante mam, no, not this. Chaturvidha Shri Bhagavat Prasada Sadhana Triptan Hari Bhakta Sangha. Devotional service can be performed in the association of the devotees, not alone. So those who are staying away or listening in the internet, I with folded hand beg all of you, listening. Begging all of you, please, come to the temple. I will show you some Prabhupada's quotes. Time is not there. If I am given the opportunity to speak again, then I will try to take that quote out. Prabhupada saying, I don't know how many, everybody should come to the temple. Worship at home is redundant. He has written a letter, I don't know, to Jaitirtha or Karandar, he has written a letter. I have that quote with me. Everybody should come to the temple. Like, I am very thankful to Swas Prabhu. He is very regular in Mangalarti, and many present I haven't seen. I was in England. There was our great president. He will never come to Mangalarti. I committed a big offense at his feet. My offense was, one day I said, Prabhu, you don't give us your association during Mangalarti. He became very upset with me. And he declared me as a black sheep. I am black sheep, but he declared me double black. Because I requested him to come to Mangalarti. You know, he didn't like that. And Mangalarti is very, very important. Once in Vrindavan, Srila Prabhupada asked me, Prabhupada was so super conscious, he was translating inside, I was sitting outside his room, 75. He called me inside, pressing the bell. I went and said, Prabhupada said, go and count how many devotees are in Mangalarti. I went and counted the devotees. Prabhupada, these many. Call the temple president. Temple president was called. He was Dhananjaya, if anybody of you know him from Glasgow. I don't know from Glasgow. From England somewhere. Eh? Scotland, you are right. He's from Scotland. So he said, how many devotees are staying here? He told the number. Prabhupada was very furious. He said, why everybody is not in Mangalarti? My temples are not place to eat and sleep. They are to perform the sadhana bhakti. They are to perform the devotional service. So, please, I request everyone, please do come to Mangalarti. And this is the process. Swadhana triptan hari bhakta sangan. Prabhupada said, I have opened up the temples so that sincere souls can stay together and help each other. Not kick each other. He said this. We have to, if I will help other, I will be helped by Prabhupada. But if I kick anybody, I will be, I had a double kick from Prabhupada. Get out, you rascal. You are not taking care of my family, or you are not becoming instrument to take care of my family. So if you permit me, I finish this para, then I stop here. All of you permit me? Or you continue, I like to continue me, like my god brother, what was his name, from Odisha? Gaur Govind Maharaj. If you like me to continue for 2 hours. No? Oh, president is saying, but anyway. Okay, I won't continue. So, consider the names of Lord Shiva or any other demigod to be equally as powerful as the holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. No one is equal to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, nor is anyone superior to him. To disobey the instructions of the spiritual master, very important to follow Srila Prabhupada. Please do follow. He is here with us, sitting here, the deity form. And if you want to see him more, he is with us in Udhampur, in the deity form. Whoever comes there, they say, tremendous peace. I am no one to give peace anybody, but Srila Prabhupada gives peace. He has given the peace to the whole world. To blaspheme the Vedic literatures and literatures compiled in persons of the Vedic literatures. To comment that the glories of the holy name of the Lord are exaggerated. to interpret the holy name in a deviant way, to commit sinful activities on the strength of the chanting of the holy name, to compare the chanting of the holy name to pious activities, to instruct the glories of the holy name to a person who has no understanding of the chanting of the holy name, not to awaken a transcendental attachment for the chanting of the holy name even after hearing all the scriptural instructions, spiritual injunctions. The devotees, thank you very much, and all glory to Srila Prabhupada. If you have any question or comments, for stay for 2 minutes, if anybody raise hands. Any question, comments? Any mistake in my speaking? Prabhu, temple president? No blunder? Any blunder? Eh? Thank you very much. No question? Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
I will be the first one to ask Vinjai and Rutu Karma to try to bring my question back.